It's more than 4 months since the UN's climate advisory body, the IPCC, called for coal-fired power plants to be gradually phased out by 2050 to cut dangerous fossil fuel emissions. The industry's been fighting back with social media campaigns claiming technological advances are already making coal environmentally friendly. But now one of the industry's most vocal supporters has questioned the very notion of so-called clean coal. This report is from Eric Campbell of the ABC's Foreign Correspondent Program.
Texas's largest power plant is a 40-minute drive southwest of Houston. In 2017, Josh Frydenberg, then Australia's Energy and Environment Minister, made that journey to witness a much-touted process known as clean coal, extolling it in a Facebook video.
What's so exciting about this project?
The minister's excitement was over carbon reductions of some 40%, thanks to an absorption tower retrofitted onto one of the plant's 10 generators at a cost of more than $1 billion. It's one of only two such commercial towers at coal-fired power plants, the other a smaller unit in Canada. David Knox, spokesman for the company behind the Texas project, NRG Energy, said there were no plans to build another.
There is such a thing as clean coal, but it is only at these two units. The economics are very challenging. When will there be another one built? I'm not good at predicting the future. But we now know that we can build one on time, on budget.
The challenging economics are largely due to falling oil prices. The captured carbon is pumped into an oil field to extract more carbon-producing oil.
The CO2 has a tendency, it bonds with oil, and when it bonds, it makes it slipperier. And when it's slipperier, it comes off of the rock, that last bit of oil in there.
Faced with low interest in carbon capture technology, the industry is now pushing the idea of HELE, or high-efficiency, low-emission plants that burn coal at supercritical temperatures. Japan is embracing that technology, but in every other major economy, it's proving far cheaper to build solar or wind plants that produce zero emissions. Climate commentator Bjorn Lomborg has long advocated technological fixes to cut fossil fuel emissions. But when it comes to so-called clean coal, even he's a sceptic.
Well, clean coal has been a mirage for very many years. It would be wonderful if you could actually have all the benefits of the cheapest fossil fuel and cut the carbon emissions. But it turns out it's fairly expensive to do on the coal-fired power plant. That is, it actually takes out some of the energy that you would otherwise have produced. So it has real costs. And of course, you also have to store it securely. And there's been lots of conversations about that. We've not really seen it running, and we certainly haven't seen it running cheaply. So again, it's one of the things that we should investigate, but we're not ready to do it anytime soon.
And that's Eric Campbell talking there with climate commentator Bjorn Lomborg. And you can see Eric's report on Foreign Correspondent tonight at 8 o'clock on ABC TV.